Here's your Stoke FM news for Thursday, March 9th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. I don't know if you've noticed the two motorhomes that are often parked outside the Revelstoke Community Center. I wondered about them and one day knocked on the door to see what was up. Gerald and Ida Davis welcomed me into the bigger RV without hesitation. Their son lives in the smaller RV and wasn't up for the scrutiny, so he left to walk their dog while they showed me around their home.
My name is Gerald Davis. I'm 56 years old here in April. I was born here in Revelstoke back in 67. I've been gone for about a total of 10 years, but been here for about 45 years. Currently living in a, 8 by 25 foot motorhome, and it needs repairs. We were living at a campground for 10 years. Due to differences with the landlord, we ended up vacating that area. And we've now been living in this motorhome since near the end of July of 2022. And, of course, it's now 2023. We are on a waiting list for affordable housing, but that's anywhere from 2 to 5 plus years before we could get on it.
And your partner came in when we were talking. Do you want to introduce yourself? Say your first and last name and anything else?
Ida Davis. I live in a motorhome.
Why don't you guys give me a little tour? It's nice in here. It's cozy.
Okay, well, back in the back, it used to be the bathroom, but things broke. Like, you know, this is from 88. So things get old. They break. So we're in the process of repairing, and there again, you know, I'm on disability. It takes money. It's not cheap to fix these things, like just like a house. It costs money, and nothing is cheap nowadays. So we're working on that. And then you have the little kitchen area.
Yeah,
there's currently no fridge because, you know, 88, it died. So it ended up coming out, and our food right now, because it's been cool out, it goes in the cooler in the cab,
yeah.
And that's where our food's at. Done, and then
and I get to do my
and then up in the front here.
When we're in here, so it's nice to, I can do baking and whatnot. So
the oven works.
Oh yeah.
So I just baked a cake the other day, and we finished that off. I think yesterday.
Yeah. And then up in the front, we have kind of a little bit of a living room right now. Like, you know, we got a twin bed on down here and
place to store our bins. And
we live out of bins. Everything's bins and stuff like that. That's how you live like this.
It's very organized, and you guys have some plants, and I noticed that there's tuck tape around the windows.
Yeah, that's the plastic on because they're single pane windows and they get full of frost if you don't, and the cold air belches in. It's a process of trying to survive in something in this like this in cold weather.
And then above your head was where
the AC unit was.
So it was too much of a pain.
The campground Jerry mentioned they used to live in is the Smoky Bear Campground, west of town. Jerry has been on disability for years after a shoulder injury, and he recently suffered a heart attack and had to have surgery. Since moving out of the campground, the family moves back and forth between town and a truck pullout in the Big Eddy every day in the winter.
I call us the Tiggers because we have to bounce like Tiggers from one spot to another, here and there, staying off the radar, basically, right? But it's just a life, I guess. It's just you have to know who is in that community, right? Because there are so many other communities. Like, we have people that live in there. Everyone has their own cliques. So you have people that live in houses, or, you know, everyone has a clique. Well, this is our clique, and I can't change that at this time, right? So, but I like to talk to them, find out where they're from, because they're all interesting people, and they're all from all over different areas. Even people from the U.S. are up here. They like it better here because when they're living in RVs down there, they have a harder time than we are up here. But there is still struggles here in different communities, not just Revelstoke.
Having to move every day takes a toll on them.
I don't want to move some days. It's like, oh, do we have to? I just want to stay here for a day or two and just recoup, right? Just to gather thoughts or just to unwind, because you're always tense all the time, right? Because you got to go. Gotta go, gotta stay, you know, you can't just stay in one place right now.
It's always in your head, like, oh, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah.
When you ask them what would make their situation easier, Jerry and Ida have what seems like a simple request.
Yeah, and it's not that we want something year-round. And here's the clincher, is we don't expect anything for free, right? If they can have an area set out for the winter, just say from November 1st, to the beginning of April, where we're not having to drive across the highway, we're not having to deal with snotty, slippery roads and trying to, you know, this thing is 8 feet wide. You know what this is like when they pile snow in the middle of the roads to try to get down when you got traffic parked on? It's hard. And you're taking the chance of you know, losing control, hitting somebody's vehicle, or hitting a person, God forbid. That's all we were looking for, is just a place where these vehicles can be parked for the winter. We don't need running water, because if the sandy dump is open, we can go down there, fill our water jugs up, right? We can empty the sewers if they're, like, we have a porta potty because the tanks in this thing aren't heated. So as long as we can have a place to empty them, to refill our drinking water up, that's all we need.
Revelstoke's mayor is Gary Sulls. He says it's not that simple.
There's all kinds of issues with having them in an area. I get they don't want to bounce around. I understand that. But when they move across the highway to that truck stop, there is those pit toilets that are available for them to use year-round. And so we just don't have the facilities open. And then the community is saying, but we don't want to be able to have people tenting and parking and whatnot, and utilizing this, because then we get people who are not caring for the area. So, you know, we're in a really tight bind as to what to do and what not to do.
Do you mind me asking, and I know it's a personal question, you can say no, but what is your monthly income? What do you live on?
Right now, because we're not paying rent as per se rent, we get about, it works out in total, just over $1,500 a month. That's for the two of us. Because I have PWD, which right now is $977 a month. And then I have my Canadian Pension Plan disability, which is $637. So we're in between $1,500 to $1,600, and like there's a place that we have where we're gonna put our name in on Oscar Street, but in order to get in, you have to have a yearly income of $34,000 before they'll even look at you. I don't know many places in Revelstoke that pay $34,000 a year. I know minimum wage, you're not making that much. You're lucky if you make $24,000, $25,000 in a year. If you're like my son, our son is on disability. He's high functioning autistic. He gets, max he can get is just over $1,400 a month. A one bedroom apartment, which is in Columbia Gardens, is $1,200. That's not including hydro. If he wants internet, where's his money for food? Even for us, all we'll get is $570 for shelter. So if our shelter is $1,400 a month, yeah, we can get as high as $2,000 a month. But if you take $1,400 out of that, that leaves you $600 a month to live on. Two people, we can scrimp by on $300 a month for groceries if we're using the food bank. But it's not affordable. There's no way in heck it's affordable.
Do you have an income?
No, I don't. I'm the primary caregiver for my husband and making sure that his health is good and making sure medication he's getting it when he needs it, and food, and that's my job as stay-home mom, I guess.
Mayor Sulls says the city can't control rents on affordable housing. He said the city tries to include everybody on discussions about making housing accessible.
And so we can't control some of those things, and we don't want to leave people out. So what do we do as a community to be able to assist those? We want them to be able to stay, to live. They're here. They're making their living. They're doing what they can to survive. How can we accommodate them? And I don't think there's an answer for that at this point in time.
We won't sit here and say, well, we'd like to have an apartment. We'd like to have a house. Because you know what? There are people in this town that are far off worse than we are. There are people in this town who don't even have a tent. They're sleeping under train bridges. They're sleeping under trees. They're sleeping under a tarp. There are those who need it more than we do. We, at this point, we have four walls and a roof. For the majority of this, it keeps the weather off of us. It needs work, but we are better off than a lot.
What would you want people who live in Revelstoke, who maybe own a house or just live their normal day-to-day lives in a comfortable way, what do you want them to know about what the reality is like for some people?
I'd like them to know that this is not easy. It's trying. It's hard. There's days where, you know, you don't want to get out of bed because you don't want to have to drive somewhere again. You don't want to have to be driving downtown and people giving you a dirty look. The wife just waves at him.
I wave and smile at them, and I don't. That's their problem, not mine. If they want to be discriminating, well, all the power to them. It doesn't make me feel any worse than I already do. They can't make me feel bad. So I just wave and smile, and I get different reactions when I do that. So I'll get they'll wave, or, you know, they'll be like, oh, okay.
The only thing I would really like for people to remember is that it doesn't matter at this point in time, it doesn't matter how good a paying job you have, how happy your family life is, how fancy your home is. Just remember this, that you can go to sleep tonight, wake up tomorrow, and it's all gone. You can lose it that fast.
And be in no better situation than we are right now. So, yeah.
Yep, that's all I can say.
The city's hosting a housing summit tonight from 6 to 9 at the community center. Guest speakers include people from Whistler, Tofino, Sun Peaks, Banff, Sicamouse, and Revelstoke. The idea is to have a dialogue about common problems and possible solutions. The end of the evening will include a question and answer period. The event can be live streamed. Go to Stoke FM's Facebook page to find a link. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.